of those topics is sorrow. We hear about in the gospel today how the apostles are sorrowful when they hear that our Lord will be leaving them. Another topic that I'd like to talk to you about is patience. And the epistle today tells us that it's important that we are slow to speak and slow to wrath. How very important it is that we practice patience. And if there's time, I'd like to talk about our Blessed Mother as well, as May is dedicated for our Blessed Mother. And then also on Friday, a few days ago, was May 13th, the anniversary of when our Blessed Mother appeared to the children of Fatima in 1917. But first, to the sorrow. When we look at today's gospel, we see how our Lord tells his apostles that it's expedient that he leaves them. Why is it expedient that our Lord has to leave his apostles and disciples? One, when he ascends into heaven, he's going to send the Holy Ghost to them. On Pentecost, the apostles were filled with the Holy Ghost. They were taught all truth. The Holy Ghost gave them the strength to go forth and preach the gospel, to go forth and convert the world. So it was expedient that our Lord go, that he may send the Holy Ghost. A second reason why it was expedient that our Lord go is because of the fact that the apostles were very much attached to our Lord and his physical presence. The apostles, they loved our Lord. Just like us, we love our family and friends and those around us. We want to be with them. We want to be near them. We want to go visit them. But so too with the apostles, when our Lord told them that it's expedient that he go, our Lord was breaking that attachment that they had to our Lord's physical presence. And why was that important? Why was it important for that attachment to be broken? Because the apostles were not meant to be disciples all the time. While our Lord was physically present, our Lord was the master. He was the teacher. But in God's providence, the apostles were supposed to go forth as the masters, as the teachers, as they did. So it's important for our Lord to break that attachment, and he did so by ascending into heaven. But we read in the gospel how our Lord knows their hearts. He knows the hearts of his apostles, just like he knows our hearts here and now. And he could tell that they were sorrowful. They were sorrowful because of the fact that our Lord was going to be departing. But so too for us in our lives, my dear friends in Christ, if there are many things that can bring us sorrow. On a daily basis, it might be when something doesn't go the way we want it to go, or something happens to us or our family. There might be little things that happen every day that bring us sorrow. But there's a big thing I can think of that we all will experience if we have not already, and that is death. When we lose a loved one, when we lose a family member, especially when it's somebody really close to us, our heart may be filled with sorrow. So sorrow in itself is not a bad thing. But what would be a bad thing is if our sorrow leads us into a very dark place, into a dark hole, where we are not able to continue with our duties, where we become so overwhelmed with sadness that we find it difficult to move on and move forward. That is not good sorrow. That is not the sorrow that Almighty God wants us to have. Sorrow is going to come to us in different forms in our life. And what we have to do is learn how to sanctify that sorrow when it comes to us. First and foremost, with the thought of losing a loved one, remember that our separation is only for a little while. In being close to Almighty God and living a good Catholic life, we have hopes in being with our loved ones once again in heaven. That is a hope for us when it comes to that thought of sorrow and losing a loved one. But also, it's important that we remember to pray. Pray during those times of difficulties. Offer them up, my dear friends in Christ. When our hearts are filled with sorrow, whether it's a young child who is sick and we don't know what's wrong with them, we're trying to help them, or whether it's some other thing going on in our life, remember to pray and ask our Lord and our Blessed Mother for help. Ask the apostles for help, for they knew what true sorrow was when they seen, were told, our Lord was going to depart from them. But that leads into the next topic, and that is patience. When we are filled with sorrow, and we've done the best we can to take care of it, let us bear that sorrow in patience. Let us consider that Scripture tells us, in your patience, you shall possess your soul. In your patience, you shall possess your soul. By practicing patience, by controlling your passions, by controlling your emotions, you become a master over yourself. Of ourselves, we can do nothing. Of ourselves, that is impossible. But that is why it's important that we pray, because all good things come from above. When we pray, Almighty God, through our Blessed Mother, gives us those graces to be patient. And patience, what does it mean? That the actual word comes from the Latin word patio. Patio means to suffer. By practicing the virtue of patience, it means that we suffer, and that we suffer for God. It's one thing if we suffer for a worldly reason. Say we are just suffering for our job or something in this world. Well, we will have our reward in this world. But if we suffer all things for God, if we bear all things patiently for God, whatever it might be, you will receive an eternal reward forever in heaven. Let us make it a point to practice patience. I want to be more patient in my daily life. I want to be more patient with myself. When I see my faults, my failings, my sins, but I'm not able to do the things that I want to do, I'm going to pray, and I'm not going to give in to that impatience. When I fall, when I make mistakes, I'm not going to get down on myself. I'm going to pray and do my best to move forward. Let us practice patience in the little things. If we are faithful in the little things, we will be faithful in those big trials that come upon us. And that leads into our Blessed Mother. When we go to our Blessed Mother, she's always there to help us and guide us, especially when those big things come to us in life. On last Friday, May 13th, it was the anniversary of Our Lady's first apparition in Fatima in 1917. Our Blessed Mother appeared over the series of 5 or 6 months into October, and she appeared on the same day, May 13th, every month. And what was the message that Our Blessed Mother wanted us to hear? That it's important that we pray and do penance. It's very important we pray and do penance, because many souls go to hell because there's no one to pray for them. There are many souls who are going to hell because there's no one to offer sacrifices for them. Let us practice patience when we bear with the injuries from others or ourselves. Let us offer that up as a sacrifice. When we feel sorrowful, when we feel the cross of our daily duty, let us offer that up as a sacrifice. But as I said, it's important that we first and foremost pray. And one way to help us to remind us to pray is by praying our rosary every day. Our Blessed Mother requested of us to pray the rosary every day. Are we heeding the words of our Blessed Mother? Are we listening to her words and praying the rosary every day? If you pray your rosary devoutly every day, I'm not going to promise that your life is going to be one of sunshine, flowers, and rainbows. No, that's not what life is about. But if you pray your rosary every day devoutly, I can assure you, as all of the saints have said before in the past, that it is a sign that you are on the right track, that somebody who devoutly prays their rosary every day has never been lost. That's what the saints, like St. Alphonsus Liguori, says. You want to secure your salvation, you want to ensure eternal happiness with God forever in heaven, go to our Blessed Mother. Make a change in your life and start praying that rosary devoutly every day. Our Blessed Mother will help you and protect you, especially when those times of trial come upon us, where we feel so impatient, or when we feel sorrowful. I mentioned patience with ourselves, but we also have to be patient with our neighbor. When we're patient with our neighbor, it's called meekness. How enjoyable it is to work with somebody, to talk with somebody, to be with somebody who is meek and humble. Most of us here already know what it's like to work or to be with somebody who is prideful or filled with themselves. There's no joy in talking with them or being around them. But let us understand that each and every one of us has pride. Each and every one of us has a quality of nature that we have to overcome. Let us be patient with ourselves, but also let us be patient with those around us. If you want an example of patience, if you're trying to think, well, how do I practice patience? Give me an example of patience. Look upon the crucifix and see how our Lord hung upon the crucifix for 3 hours. There is our example of patience, to bear patiently with sufferings. So let us make sure that we're doing our very best when it comes to ourselves, to bear with much patience, but also to be meek and humble when we're dealing with our neighbor. How sweet it is, how amiable it is. When sorrow comes upon us in life, whether it be with the loss of a loved one or some other setback or whatever it might be, let us not be overcome by that sorrow, Let us not be driven down into a dark hole or a dark place. No. Let us turn to our Blessed Mother and let us ask her for help. Let us ask her for help to sanctify that sorrow, to offer it up. For we should rejoice, because our sorrow is only for a short amount of time. Our sorrow is only for the course of this life. For our life is but short. Whether we live for 100 years or 20 years doesn't matter. Life will be but a flash when we enter into eternity. And how joyful will we be at that time? How much will our sorrow be turned into joy at that moment when we live a good Catholic life? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you.